Hey, my name is Marcelle Pick, and I'm an OBGYN nurse practitioner in Yarmouth, Maine. I have a clinic called Women to Women, and it's been in practice for 30 years, really helping women understand what some of the health obstacles they are that they might have, and also really what they can do about it. Instead of coming up with a diagnosis, I'm interested in looking at what's the cause of the cause.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of books. The first book I wrote is Core Balanced Diet, looking at what's preventing us from losing weight. The second book was on adrenal dysfunction, is it me or my adrenals? The third book is it me or my hormones? And I'm getting ready to write book number four. Don't have a title yet. I have an online program called MarcellePick.com in which I have tons of information. I mean, truly, Pat, my goal is to help women understand that they can truly, as they age, feel amazing, including, not having the big midriff and having excess weight in their abdomen and thighs, which is what our culture tells us.
Yeah.
So this is really about how do we empower women to feel amazing as they get older and not have this myth of you're going to gain 5 pounds every year.
Yeah.
It's just one of the things that happens.
What's the best website if people want to find out more about you and your work?
Yeah, of course. It's MarcellePick.com.
Functional medicine. What is it and why is this how you practice?
You know, that's an amazing question. I think one of the problems that we see in healthcare today, unfortunately, is that we have a huge problem and we're one of the worst in the world in dealing with chronic disease. We are amazing when it comes to acute problems. But the problem is if we have a chronic disorder, we're very quick in medicine now to come on and look at a diagnosis. If it's an acute problem, we are fantastic. But if it's a chronic problem, we're not great because we come up with a diagnosis and oftentimes then medication. And what we find is if you don't understand the cause of the cause, then we're always on different medications which have many more side effects, and we're never getting someone better.
Yeah.
And what we're starting more than ever in medicine to understand, or certainly in functional medicine, which is really looking at the biochemistry of the individual and starting to understand if somebody's tired, I need to rule everything out, of course, that they're not anemic, that they don't have a thyroid disorder, that they don't have very serious, you know, Lyme problems, so on. But after that, if they're still tired, I need to start digging a little deeper to see what's happening on the level of the mitochondria, because the mitochondria is what gives us energy. Are they nutrient deficient? Do they have some foods that are causing a little bit of a clog up? Are they B12 deficient? Are they missing an enzyme that helps them convert their B vitamins? All of those things then help me understand, and that's what functional medicine is about.
Mm-hmm.
How's everything connected from the heart to the emotions to the stress to the adrenals to the hormones? It's all connected, and unfortunately, in medicine now, we have specialists that are not necessarily talking to each other in terms of your body. So it's, wait a minute, how do we help you feel better? Because we can once we understand what the problem is.
Let's break this down a little bit. You mentioned food.
You know, food is the most powerful drug we have. And when we eat, we're actually giving our body information, and we have our own chemistry lab, if you will. And one of the things I'm becoming more and more verbal about is there's not one size fits all. You know, many times I recommend the concept of paleo, having a less carbohydrates, but it's not true for every person. Sometimes it's more Mediterranean, sometimes it's more ketogenic, and it's really finding out for you. But within that, Pat, it's really not doing processed foods. It's cutting sugar out of your diet. It's being mindful of having protein at every meal. And I'm always astounded in my practice when I see women change their diet and come back to me and say, oh, my God, Marcel, I feel better. Oh, my God. And they have more energy and they can think more clearly, because food truly, truly is one of the things that gives the body information for our thinking, for our digestive system. And that's the other piece that I always look at is the gut, because the gut is the place that really sends signals everywhere in the body about energy, information. And if it's not the right kind of food, the digestive system can cause havoc with the system in general, including with weight gain and memory and hormones and everything else.
Certainly, certainly. And you also mentioned adrenals.
Oh,
I don't think a lot of people understand adrenals.
you know, for a long, long time in our world of medicine, we talk about adrenal dysfunction being either Addison's, which is what President Kennedy had, not producing enough cortisol, or too much, which is Cushing's disease. But most of our patients and most of the population doesn't have that. But what we know more than we ever have before is that the adrenals are just small little glands that sit on top of the kidneys that are crucial for our existence. If we don't have adrenals that work, we can't be alive. Now, the problem is that with our culture over the last several hundred years, our adrenals are on overdrive. You know, we can watch wars when they happen. We see the tweets that are going on the internet. We're also multitasking as mothers and have jobs that are very busy and, you know, fulfilling, yes, but require a lot of attention. We have our computers, we have our cell phones, all of which causes the adrenals to produce more cortisol. Now, that's fine if it's just something that's, you know, produced, as in 200, 300 years ago, we had a battle, the cortisol went up, but then it came back down. We don't have that anymore. So we have a crisis going on in our culture of people that are overstressed. And generally, we don't talk about that. We just say, well, you know, just decrease your stress. It's not that simple. And it's really causing problems with the adrenals. And let me explain kind of what that does. When we have adrenals that are working too hard, it completely dysregulates our hormones. It causes blood sugar dysregulation. It causes problem with fluid retention. It causes our thyroid to not work properly. It causes our immune system to either be hypervigilant, which is more autoimmune disorders, or it causes us to have more problems with getting sick more often. And this is a real issue. You know, it's biochemistry. We're not talking new age medicine, just decrease your stress. We're talking about physical symptoms that come from the adrenals. And so I'm somebody that just loves to talk to people about, okay, so let's take a step back. Let's look at what your adrenals are doing. Let's see what the numbers are. And let's see what you might need to do in addition to changing your diet to have your body be healthier, which oftentimes comes from cortisol. And we see so much adrenal dysfunction in my practice, but I also hear it from people all the time. Yeah. I'm anxious. I can't sleep. I'm tired and wired. I'm exhausted. And oftentimes it starts with food, the digestive system for sure, but also adrenals. And in medicine, we don't talk about adrenals. We never talk about adrenals. We always talk about very dysfunctional problems, Addison's and Cushing's, but most people don't have those issues.
How do you find out if your adrenals may be on the fritz?
Good question. You should really look at my website, marcellepick.com. You can get information. I have a quiz there to look to see if it's an issue. But then work with someone, either locally or in a practice like mine, with a functionally trained practitioner. And the Institute of Functional Medicine has a list of people that are certified in functional medicine. They're all going to be someone that knows how to test your adrenals.
Okay.
And generally, the best way to do it is with saliva, because cortisol is what we call pulsatility. It's high in the morning and low at night. And you want to see what that pulsing is to know for you as an individual where your numbers lie so we can do something about it, because we can really help it, but we need to know what those numbers look like.
Is it true, you often hear that women, once you hit 30, or some people say 35, it's almost inevitable that you will gain weight? Is that necessarily true?
That is the farthest from the truth. Absolutely not. We have to perhaps dig a little deeper to see if you're eating well, you haven't changed your diet, you're still exercising, what's creating that problem. It could be adrenals, that's the first thing. It could be digestive, you might be reacting to some foods. You could have something like a parasite or even an overgrowth of bacteria you shouldn't have. All those things need to be looked at. And hormones can be dysregulated as well. But when we start to understand that and figure it out for you, it's absolutely not true. And even for women over 65, it isn't true. We have to figure it out. And when we do, then we understand it. And there's also something called, I call it weight loss resistance in the articles that I write. You know, these women are going to the gym and they're upping their exercise to an hour and a half a day and they're cutting back on calories. And they're still not losing weight. something's wrong. We just have to figure out what's wrong. And it's nothing serious usually, but we do have to figure it out. So I'm going to be on the mountaintop screaming to women, oh my God, you can be slim and sexy at 65. It is truly possible.
But is it something that you have to really work at, or is there a secret?
You know, I think there is a secret. Mm. I've been working with a program now for since 2008, but really in more ardent way since last summer. Mm-hmm. And most of my patients are able to get within their goal weight pretty simply. We take some foods out of their diet. We might do something pretty strictly for 6 weeks, but then we teach them what are the things they can do once we reset their metabolism. So the answer is there are some secrets. First of all, understanding for that person what their food plan is. I do a genetic program for them, looking at their genetics to see what food plan works best for them after I've gotten the weight off. Is it low fat, which is definitely something we don't talk about in our culture anymore because fat's really important and good for us? Mm-hmm. Or is it Mediterranean? Is it paleo? Is it ketogenic? So that I can, at the end of it, then put them on a food plan that works for them. And there are secrets. Truly, it's figuring out what's stopping them from losing the weight and then moving in the direction of that. And as a culture, it's one size fits all. And I'm telling you, Pat, it doesn't work. Because for some people, my poor patients, they come in and they're almost in tears. I've done everything that they recommend in kind of generally for weight loss, and they can't get it off. So then we have to dig a little deeper to figure out what's sabotaging them. So there is a secret. It's figuring out for them what the problem is.
You are so fascinating, and you empower others to take responsibility for their own health. Can you give us some suggestions on first steps to take in order to do that? If you look at yourself and you say, wow, I'm a mess. I got to do something.
Pat, is to change your diet, to stop processed foods. You know, most Americans consume 140 pounds of sugar a year. Mm. And I don't eat any, so somebody's eating my portion size, and many of my contemporaries don't either, so it's like, oh my God. So that's a great place to start. The other place would be to make sure that you're kind of preparing your foods. I did a Facebook Live. How do you prepare foods ahead of time? Mm. What are some of the things I can have in my kitchen? Because we're all busy. Mm. So what can I do if I take an hour on a Saturday or a Sunday to prepare myself for the week? Getting an air fryer is really helpful because that prepares foods without oils and does it very quickly for you. Looking at salads, putting some of the stuff cut up for yourself aside, getting some vegetables, cooking them quickly during the week. All those are things you can do, but it's having real food. It's not having foods that actually you can put on your counter and it's still there, you know, and it's still okay to eat in a week. That's probably not so good for you.
Well, and also the preparation is key because you can prepare on a weekend, like you said, for the whole week, and then you're not, quote unquote, forced to cheat.
Right. And then you can make a soup for yourself if you like soup. Some people like salads, but then put different varieties of things in it on the weekends. So you might want to start with some kind of, you know, spring mix or adding some carrots to it. And sometimes I'll cook some beets so I can put them in my salad during the week. Mm. I might have tomatoes in it. I might have carrots in it. And each week I'll change it. And then sometimes I'll put blueberries or strawberries. Mm. And then maybe I'll have some almonds in it. So you're getting the protein and it's crunchy. So you kind of have to look for yourself, do I like crunchy or do I like soups? You know, we're getting out of soup weather now, but you can put so many of those vegetables in a pot with some chicken broth and some chicken. You can cook up some, you know, organic meats ahead of time in an air fryer. I cooked a whole roast yesterday in 20 minutes. I mean, there are ways to do this that don't take a lot of time.
You are so fascinating, and I could talk to you for a lot longer, but how would you like to wrap up this interview and leave our listeners with?
Pat, what I really like to say to women is, I've seen thousands of patients. I've been in practice for over 30 years. It is absolutely possible to feel the best you can ever feel, no matter what your age is. Once we change your diet, once we begin to help you look at, is there stress in your life? How do you deal with it? And what do we need to support you? And please know that you don't have to be overweight. I mean, it just does not have to happen. There's many, many, many things that can be done. And you can be a normal weight no matter what age.
Marcelle, you were a delight. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure, absolutely. Anytime.